A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The Gospel of the Lord. This is from chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is an extraordinary compendium of advice and exhortations that are the absolute foundation of our moral life, of our spiritual life. And here we really get back to basics. God or wealth, that's material wealth. Jesus says you can't have both. And yet most of us do try, at least to some degree, to have a bit of both. Of course, there are wonderful exceptions. There was a French Dominican friar who died recently who'd spent years living literally on the streets with the poorest of the poor. I don't think many of us would go that far. Or think of Martin de Porres, who took critically sick social outcasts into his own cell to look after them, much to the disgust of his brethren. Well, to be honest, I'd think not twice but about 200 times before I'd do something like that. And maybe you would hesitate too. But Jesus never asks us to do things by halves. He invariably tells us to go the whole hog. Well, tomorrow I will go to the local supermarket and buy food for the next few days. Our Heavenly Father feeds the birds of the air, but I don't have the courage, maybe you do, but I certainly don't, to stop worrying, at least to that degree, about what I'll eat or drink. Nor will I look as splendid as the lilies of the field if I don't have clean clothes to wear. So I worry about that too. And that means my faith is certainly not as strong as Jesus demands. But then there's one small word that saves me, saves us all from giving up the struggle to have total, unquestioning trust in providence. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the word, first. That's the word we cling to. If we put God first, not now and again, but always, all the time, every single day, we truly won't worry about tomorrow. If we give unremitting, total attention to God and to a life that's built on his goodness, on his righteousness, that's how we can go the whole hog. Pope Francis's new encyclical focuses on our responsibility to take care of our world, not just the little bit each one of us occupies, but the whole world, the world that is the home of all humanity. So, not what you or I will eat or drink or wear, but what all our brothers and sisters in the whole human race will eat or drink or wear. And if together we make a better tomorrow, then we needn't worry any longer. So, what do you say? Let's all strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness.